saying all the things that would get you fired. That's why you listen. Here's Gruber.
I went home with a waitress.
Yeah, like I always do.
The way I always do.
See what I told you? Yeah. Welcome back to it on a Wednesday. It's the Steve Gruber Show, 28 after. Excuse me, 18 after on the 28th. I'll get it all straight. It's early. You know, we get up awfully early to do this for you. So Jerome Corsi here has a new book coming out. Silent No More, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Bob Mueller's Witch Hunt. How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. Okay, so in the book, according to one of the tabloids, here's the weird thing about modern news, and you talk about fake news and so forth, but here's one of the weird things about modern news you should make note of. All of the newspapers, tabloid newspapers, that used to be just that, especially the UK tabloids, have gotten equal billing now, equal footing with all news sources. Think about that, because young people, and lots of others, have no idea, like, what these papers are about. When you read about these papers, and they're like The Guardian and so forth. The Guardian headline here: Paul Manafort held secret talks with Assange in Ecuadorian embassy, say sources. Now, these headlines sound damning. Exclusive: Jerome Corsi says he has defense agreement with Trump, received limited immunity from Mueller. They sound damning, but when you dig deeper, you find that, well, there's not quite as much there as it sounds like. And you have this relationship between Roger Stone and Jerome Corsi. Roger Stone, you know, he's kind of a flamboyant writer, bright plaid. We've interviewed him here on this program a few times. Right now, he's a little busy. But Roger Stone's been with me here a couple of times, a few times, actually. And he's one of those guys that you look at him and go, I don't know if I trust that guy. You know, whatever. He gives a good interview. He'll say the damnedest thing, so he's good radio, but is he a guy you place your faith in? I don't know about that. Hey, Roger. Never mind. But one thing I do believe, and I believe what Corsi said, listen, here's a guy who gave everything to the government. His phone, his laptop, his passwords, everything. And yet he's on national television. The last 48 hours, he's been on NBC and Fox News. He's been all over the place. Why? Because he's never been charged with anything. Here's a guy who's never been charged with anything so far. They're trying to get him to plead guilty to one count of lying under oath. And he said, no, I didn't lie under oath. You guys came at me through a garbage truck full of material on my desk and said, oh, what do you know about this and this and this? And what about this over here? And there's a whole team of them, and there's you and your lawyer, or two if you're lucky, fencing with these guys, word fencing, dodge, spin, parry, thrust. And before you know it, you've gotten yourself into jeopardy because you've said something that doesn't line up exactly with what the government wants or expects or demands, and therefore you're in jeopardy. And I want to go back to this comment of Corsi from yesterday. And I want you to think about this, because I want you to put yourself, and it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent or a guy who doesn't care or somebody that does care, if you have the government lined up against you with all of its unlimited resources, and they've decided you're the one they want to go after, think about how helpless you would be. Go back to bite two one more time.
The special prosecutors blow you up. They do this, what I call perjury trap. It's really, you know, they ask you a question. They have material they won't show you. You've forgotten about it. They say, you just lied, because this email you forgot about in 2016 proves your current memory is wrong. I mean, it's a memory test.
It's disgusting.
And then they accuse you of lying. It's completely rigged, and it's politically driven by Clinton operatives who have an agenda. And if you can't give them, Roger's right, if you can't give them what they're looking for to fill their narrative, they blow you up and charge you with a crime.
Now, here's the thing about the new book, Silent No More, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. Now, the Daily Caller News Foundation got a copy of that. Of course, just for clarity, that's for Tucker Carlson. I mean, he created that thing before he sold it. I'm sure he still has input there. The Daily Caller News Foundation obtained the book, and that he entered, did Corsi, into a defense agreement with Trump after being advised by Trump's attorney, Jay Sekulow, that he was interested in such an arrangement. Describing his interactions with the special counsel's office, Corsi claims, this is according to the Daily Caller, by the way, Corsi claims he was granted what's known as limited use immunity for testimony he gave during his September 21st grand jury appearance regarding his conversations with Stone about an August 31st, 2016 memo he wrote about former Clinton campaign chair John Podesta. Corsi says he received immunity for testimony that he and Stone developed a cover story to explain how Stone's now infamous August the 21st, 2016 tweet that it would soon be Podesta's time in the barrel, how that came to be. Now, Stone vehemently denies Corsi's claim about the origin of the memo. He said that to the Daily Caller this week. He insists that he and Corsi discussed the Podesta brothers' activities and that his tweet was a reference to opposition research that would come out on the topic and nothing more. Stone also provided the Daily Caller with a series of tweets he posted prior to his now infamous tweet that showed he was tracking reporting on the Podesta business activities in the Ukraine. And by the way, if you don't recall this, John Podesta's brother, the Podesta Group, that whole organization was shut down. And it has its fingers deep into all of this. In fact, if you look at some of the things that have come out thus far, the Podesta Group has been all over it. And they shut down their operation, a multi-million dollar Madison Avenue type operation. They shut it down. Why is that? Because they're innocent? The government hasn't appeared to come after that organization yet, but they shut it down anyway. Sounds like a preventative measure to me. It appears to be a preventative measure anyway, doesn't it? It certainly does. At any rate, it's Nancy Pelosi's first big day today, by the way. She gets to find out if she gets a date to the dance today as the Democrats get together to decide whether she's going to be nominated. All eyes here will be on Alyssa Slotkin and Haley Stevens, the two incoming members of Congress, the freshman members from Michigan that said absolutely will not support Nancy Pelosi. Will they keep their word? That's a big thing we'll be keeping an eye on here at the Steve Gruber Show.